What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show where we talk TV. And today we're going to be talking about The Walking Dead. The episode aired Sunday night. It was called East on AMC. It is Thursday, March 31st. It's almost April Fool's Day. Ladies, you better watch out. Tomorrow.
I don't believe anything anybody tells me on April Fool's Day.
Really?
Nope, nothing. You could tell me the sky's blue and I'm still going to check.
That doesn't speak very good volume for you there, Kristen. I'm just telling you. People, if you're tuning in, there's Kristen and that other voice. Because normally, Kristen, you and I are getting like fan mail and emails. You're like, you guys are so good. You should just You should just keep it to you two and don't get anybody else. And we were like, oh, but there's this girl that likes fun. Forget this girl. So we decided to have you back. We probably lost some fans. Kristen.
Oh, God. I roll.
But Brancy is with us. Kristen, yay! Clap your hands. Yay! Unlike me and Kristen, Brancy has a job. And
What?
I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
Brancy works. And you're finally tuning in to us. You're like here with us, Brancy.
I am.
Normally, you're like, I can't do it. Oh, no, I can't. Oh, I think I can. And then it's like day, and then, you know, I didn't think you'd be part of the show anymore. Like, we lost Jesus because he wants more money. And but it's good to have you, Brancy. Good to have you.
Thank you.
I'm curious to see what you've been thinking. Now, I know that before we jump into this one, have you been how have your feelings been these past couple episodes since we haven't had you?
Extreme anxiety and worry. I don't know how to feel about what's going to happen next week, Mike. I don't.
Oh, yes. So let's just jump into it. I got my notes. Because, I mean, people, y'all don't know people, but all four of us, and I don't know why Kristen still continues to put Jesus in our group chat. but she does. Throughout every day, we get a picture or we get freaking, Kristen, you sent us this story. Of apparently the finale, the cast are not happy. They were throwing scripts. People don't go into work. What happens this Sunday? 90 minutes. All right. Before we get into that, let's talk about the episode. Let's talk about Carol. Did you guys know she was sewing a gun, machine gun, into the sleeves of her jacket when you first saw it?
No.
I agree. I totally agree. I thought when she started blasting fools, I was like, someone's there to help her. Yay. Mm-hmm. And then you see her jacket. It's like, you know, the Terminator or something.
Yeah.
Total badass. What do you think? How do you feel about Carol? Do you think that hyperventilating, the upsetness, I call it the Morganism. Do you think that's all true, or do you think any of that whole scene right there, any of it was made up?
I want to say it's a little bit of both, because I think she is having a little bit of anxiety with killing people now, but she knows she has to. So I don't know. I think she has a little bit of both, but I think she's definitely exaggerating that whole hyperventilating thing because she's done it twice already.
I don't know. Brancy?
Yeah, I am on the same page. I think a little bit of it's real, but she kind of plays it up a little bit, uses it to her strength.
See, I don't know. I mean, I know the rosary hanging out the sleeve. I think that was like, you know, like for show. But I don't know. I think that hyperventilating and the tears and everything, I think this time it meant like she was really trying to tell people, like, go, get out of here. And they chose not. Did y'all think now when Rick and Morgan are walking in the field, you see that distant body. Did y'all think it was Carol?
No,
I didn't.
Not even a little bit.
No,
no.
Right. I have faith in Carol. Okay.
Oh,
I have the faith.
Okay. Gotcha. Speaking of Rick and Morgan, what did y'all think about their whole thing? Any flashbacks from Rick and Shane?
No.
Really?
No. Morgan is bothering me. He has a valid point because he does say that because he tried to help that wolf dude,
right?
Then the wolf dude helped Denise, and then Denise was able to help Carl. So it's like a trickle-down effect.
Uh-huh.
That if he killed the wolf, he wouldn't have saved Denise, so none of that would have happened. Carl would have been dead. So I get that. But it's like at some point, Sometimes you have to do it.
See, I don't know. When Morgan said all that, I didn't believe it. Just for the fact, because when he was saying all that stuff and when he was done, I looked at my wife. I was like, if he would have killed that fool, he wouldn't have taken Denise hostage. She would have still been in the little infirmary medical little house or a little hospital they have and everything else. So I don't.
Yeah, but it's like if you think of the situation the way it happened, he is right.
Oh no, yeah.
But yeah, like you're saying, if he would have done that, then it would have changed the way everything happened. So maybe Carl wouldn't have gotten shot if Morgan had just taken out that guy.
Okay, so let me ask y'all two ladies thing. Then okay, so do y'all hearing that? How do y'all feel? Like, are you on Rick's side? Because Rick it seems like he's on the fence. Is there truth to it? What do you think? Is there, you know, is Morgan truth speaking what? The truth?
I mean, he's speaking his truth, but I think you just have to. I think he just needs to take every situation as it comes. I mean, sometimes you have to, like Carol with this situation with those guys. She had to take them out because if not, they're going to take her.
Right.
So it's like in some situations you have to do something, but Morgan is just like, "Oh, life is precious. Shut the fuck up."
Oh, tell us, Brancy, do you feel as vulgar as Kristen does?
I don't know if I feel as strong as that. I think Morgan has a point by saying that life is precious, but I mean, like Kristen said, you gotta kill people in this world if they're gonna kill you. So you can't be like that all the time,
right?
You got to have your defenses up and be ready to defend yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I stand with this because everything that he was saying, I was just like, you can't. You can't. I just – not with this group of people.
No.
But you know, I don't know. But, you know, I keep hearing from The Talking Dead and I talk to friends of mine every week when I go to my Sunday job and I get in debates for The Walking Dead. And I got people throwing back at me telling me, well, Mike – you know, and we've heard it before. Do you feel that the saviors have the right to sit there and say Rick's group is evil and bad because they're killing people? I mean, where do you guys? I mean, I know we all love Rick and the group, mm-hmm. but is there any part of you guys that are sitting there going, they are kind of they just killed everybody for the hell of it? I mean, I don't know. What do you?
But I think with them, they're not just out to kill everybody because they do bring new people into their group every right. once in a while.
Right.
But I think if they know that, like, they know that the saviors are coming after them because mm-hmm. of what happened with Daryl, Abraham, and Sasha
right.
on the street. So they know that the saviors are not exactly the best of people.
True.
So I think they know they have a better sense of who to eliminate.
Yeah, it's kind of just hard because, like, even I don't know. I just I don't get me wrong. I love Rick and the group, and yeah, hands down, that's my group. But then I sit back and I go, could other groups look at Rick's group as evil? Are they just as evil as Savior? Just because they welcome people in Alexandria, so do the Saviors, mm-hmm. and the Saviors are taking. So is Rick's group as bad as the Saviors?
I think it's easy for us to defend Rick's group because right. we know the whole story.
Exactly.
But I mean, like, people looking at Rick's group, sure, it's easy to see it that way because they don't know all the little details about them trying to build a life, like at the farm and at the prison and everything, and then right. bringing more people in now in Alexandria. So we know all that story. The other people don't.
True.
They just know the killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even with their group, like, with – in the past few months after that crazy episode where they were just slashing all those walkers, they had that normalcy for a few months. And right. they weren't out to, let's go see who we could kill. Like, they just want to live. They just want to live and not have to deal with all that craziness.
They have babies.
Yeah.
Have six. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to see y'all. Because every time I watch, I'm like, and then, you know, even in this episode, I was like, when Rick's in bed and he's eating the apple, and then he's like, well, we'll just kill anybody that comes. I'm like, Rick's just getting really cocky, you know? And I guess it's just, my heart hurts because this Sunday is going to be, all right.
Oh, no.
And let's talk about our hearts. They're going to be hurting. Yes. Well, they hurt on Sunday because it's obvious that Dwight shot Daryl. Shoulder shots? What do you think? Grazed out the arm? And bullets still in him? What do y'all think? I mean, it's obvious he's shot. And Dwight right. says, you're going to live for now till you meet mm-hmm. Negan.
Well, yeah, because they talked about that on The Talking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a shoulder shot, but still a little fucker.
Yeah, Dwight. I don't... So they get kidnapped. Well, you know what? Before they even get kidnapped, was Daryl in the wrong? I mean, if you were out there with him, okay, and you're amongst both of y'all are there. Do y'all agree with Glenn? Like, let's go. Come on, Daryl, let's go. Or when Rizzita walks off, and so does Daryl, do y'all see their point and go, we're going to go with them? What would you have done?
I probably would have stayed with Glenn.
Okay.
I probably would have been on his side, but I get why Daryl is so like hell-bent on getting this guy, because if he would have just taken him out mm-hmm. in that one episode in the woods, I think Denise would have still been here, and I think he feels that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No, I agree. Brancy, would you, Glenn, or would you gone with Daryl?
I would be.
Oh, hold on, Brancy. Hold on, Brancy.
Oh my God, what?
Before you answer, before I'm not. Okay. I'm not saying who you'd sleep with. I'm saying who would you go with.
I'm aware of that fact.
Okay, just making sure.
And I would stay with Glenn because, like Kristen said, I see Daryl's mindset in it, but I just feel like doing that is just going to set you off on a whole other path, and sometimes you just got to let it go.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious.
And it didn't exactly work out so well for him either.
No, and
it did not.
And even Glenn's like, it's not going to go well out here if we go. I mean, Glenn knew something was up. Do you think Glenn just, do you think the reason why, because my mouth dropped open when Glenn walked off, I was like, whoa, where are you going, Glenn? Daryl's going to need you. Do you think it was because Maggie and the baby? Do you think that's a big part of it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michonne. Oh, shit. Okay, so. I don't even think about this. Okay, but Glenn's tied up. Michonne's tied up. Daryl gets shot. Rosita. Please, nothing happens to Rosita's beautiful face. So we have all four of these. What do you think's going to happen Sunday? It's obvious that... And we've been seeing the commercial, because I tweeted out to y'all. Negan, it's obvious. At first, I thought it was Eugene laying down on the road. And and Rick's like, we don't, you know, the other guy's like, we don't negotiate. But it looks like it's Morgan. So now Morgan is on the road. And that's a whole different story there. We see Negan finally, and Negan's introducing himself and the bat to some people. Do you think it's R4? Do you think it's Rosita, Michonne, Glenn, and Daryl?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but if it comes down to those four, they better knock out Rosita.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mike.
Oh, no. Hey, I love Rosita, but I agree with you. I mean, as long as it's Daryl Michonne, if Glenn and Rosita have to go, you can take out both of those. As long as you...
Not Glenn.
Really? So, watch this, Brancy.
No, don't do it, Mike.
You have all...
don't do it. I just said Rosita.
No, you don't have... Okay, take Rosita out. Okay, say that she tries to run, they shoot her in the head. Now it's just Michonne, Glenn, and Daryl. Who's the next one you want to go?
None. Negan.
Yeah, whatever. Not gonna happen. I don't know. I don't know how they're gonna get out of this.
Morgan.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Morgan's. Because really, how are they gonna get out of this?
I don't know.
This is bad. I mean, it's obvious. I really think they're gonna go. I think those four are gonna see Negan. I think Dwight's gonna like to prove. Dwight's gonna be like, I got four of the top ones. I'm gonna take them to Negan. And I'm going to get some serious love because I really think that Negan fucked up his face, you know? So I don't know. Someone's going to die.
Someone is.
Who do you think? Let's put it out there. Let's see. Now we're talking as fans and we're trying to see who's going to be right. Who do you think it's going to be, Brancy, that's going to die?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I've seen so many theories online. So many.
I haven't read any of them.
Oh my God! I see.
Now, don't so tell. What much. Do you think? What do you with all that knowledge you've seen? What makes the most sense to scientist? You're a scientist, a death scientist.
Oh my God!
Who do you think?
Are you talking about like out of those four, or just in general?
Well, I mean, it's obvious it's going to be a big character.
Yeah.
I mean, right? So, who do you think?
This whole time, me and my family have been saying it's going to be Daryl. I don't want to say it, but I just feel really, really bad about it. And I don't know. So see? I'm thinking either Daryl or for some reason I'm wanting to say that something is going to happen to Maggie.
Okay.
Just because they already did the Glenn thing, so I don't think they're going to go that route.
Dude, she has a zombie baby in her belly.
Yeah, but exactly, because she has the baby. So I feel like they're going to do something really messed up. Because I'm trying to think, if the whole cast was mad about it, it's got to be something extremely messed up.
Right.
So I was like, well, she's pregnant, so that could be.
Okay, so your first choice is going to be Daryl. Yep. Second choice, Maggie.
Was Maggie.
Okay.
Yep.
Kristen, same question.
Well, I haven't read anything that Brancy has read.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Come on. You watch the show. You know where it's going. Who do you think?
Well, because of what I've heard about the comics,
okay.
I want to say Glenn because that's what happens in the comics.
Right.
But I kind of agree with Brancy that they've already done that whole, ha, we tricked you. It's uh-huh. Glenn's not dying.
Right.
So then I'm like, damn it. Daryl doesn't exist in the comics. So maybe they're going to get rid of him. I don't know.
So your first choice is?
No, I don't have a choice.
You have to.
I don't have a choice, Michael.
You have to. You have to. That's the whole thing. Who do you think? First choice.
I'm going to say Glenn.
Glenn. And then second choice? Go ahead, say it. Daryl. That's what you want to say. You want to say Daryl.
No, because I'm thinking right now. Like,
see, both of y'all are just, and now if any of those people die, it is all your fault. Because I was going to say Tobin and whatever. Spencer. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, my God. Whatever, Mike.
I thought
it's not our fault, okay?
It is going to be y'all's fault. Because I think it was going to be Spencer or Tobin first. That was the only two people that I thought was going to die.
No, you know what? Me and Nikki have been talking about this since like last season. Uh-huh. And we always say, oh, they're not going to kill Daryl because everybody loves Daryl. But we agreed that the AMC writers would do it just to say they can.
Yeah. No, if I really truly had to pick, I'm thinking it's going to have to be Daryl and Glenn. Glenn second, Daryl first.
But you don't think with Rick's track record of women that they would go after
Michonne?
And then Rick just goes batshit crazy?
I mean, especially if we see Abraham and Rick kind of have this manly conversation about, you know, caring for somebody. Mm-hmm. That could, I mean, the writers could throw a curveball, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you lose Michonne.
You know, that could be it. Because, you know, they always say, like, the best way to hurt people is to hurt the people they care about.
Yeah.
So if they find out about Rick and Michonne's thing, I'm just saying, could be bad. Oh, my God, what if it's one of the kids? What if it's Judith? I just thought about that.
What? Shut up!
That would be awful.
You know, Brancy, it was really good having you back, but you're saying stupid shit like that.
But I just thought about it because I was just thinking about all the people that Rick cares about, and it's like Michonne and his kids.
Brancy, make sure you join us next Thursday for the finale. Kristen, I'll text you later until you.
I still think that it's going to be Daryl or Maggie, okay?
Okay, so Daryl, Maggie, you think it's Glenn, Daryl, Kristen. And I think it's going to be Daryl or Glenn. I really think it's going to be Daryl. He's wounded. He's doing more movies. He's on the couch on Talking Dead.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Wait, he's on the Talking Dead when? Who is?
This Daryl. Norman Reedus is going to be
Norman
on.
Norman Reedus.
Yep. He's going to be on the one coming up?
Yep. It's going to be Norman Reedus and then Robert Kirkman and then Scott Gimple. Is that a name? Yeah. All three of them. Which could be.
But that could be a trick.
It could. You're absolutely right. It could be. But who knows?
These damn writers.
I'm not going to be.
Mind games.
See, and I got to work Sunday, and I'm going to be like, I got to get home quick. 90 minutes. And you know what's going to happen. We're going to see 80 minutes of like. No, I think it's going to be. I think we're all going to be like. I told my wife, I need to buy a brown paper bag. I have a feeling, and I have a feeling it's going to be like the last 10 minutes.
Are you going to pull a Carol, Mike? Are you going to start hyperventilating?
I think I am. Oh, my gosh. And then can you imagine if Daryl dies and Carol's out in the streets and has no idea?
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Ooh. But then, you know, that's what I'm wondering, too, because at one point I was thinking, did Carol leave because like Morgan said, that she can't kill anybody and that's why she left? Or is Carol going out and doing a loner job to try to find this Negan and kill him himself?
So maybe Carol's the one that's going
to
die.
And that's what I was thinking also. I was like, well, maybe she's just doing it just so that nobody else has to die in her camp. And she's cool with it. She's probably the only one that can slip in as an innocent woman, get close enough, and then kill. And that's it. That's what that was my first gut thing was going on. So I don't know because, I don't know. I think that's it, really. I mean, we talk about Maggie. What do you think about Maggie's deal is? Because I can't go anymore because I start thinking about it and then I start getting worried about Daryl. Maggie, zombie baby in her belly, or what do you think that's about?
Well, didn't she get stabbed when she was with the Savior?
She did get sliced. I remember her looking at her shirt like, what the fuck, bitch? You know,
she was bruised up pretty bad.
She was bruised.
So. Yeah, she was.
And something is up.
It could be like internal bleeding or something like that.
Do you think
wasn't that what happened with what's her face? Carl's Lori? Mom? Yeah.
There were complications. I just don't remember what they were.
Yeah, I think there were. Yeah, I don't think there. I didn't think. Yeah, because I mean, it's obvious that Maggie got bruised up, kicked. I mean, that could that have done something? You know, who knows?
I would say so.
Who knows? What happens? I mean, do you think it's possible that we could lose two big characters?
Yes, I think it's very possible.
You know, Maggie dies, and all of a sudden, Glenn dies. The love couple.
Aw, that would be so poetic.
It would. Romeo and Juliet right there. And like I said, as long as it's not Daryl Michonne, Rick, or Carl, or Bird.
Why are you trying to write off Glenn?
I'm just saying.
Glenn is awesome.
At what? What has he done? What has he done? What has he done lately?
I mean.
Thank you. I mean, really, honestly, go on.
He impregnated Maggie.
He left Daryl. If he would have gone with Daryl. Okay, if he would have gone with Daryl and Michonne, they wouldn't have got kidnapped.
What?
Really? Or would Glenn just have been kidnapped too, Mike?
No, because they started walking off, and then the Hunger Games, and bam, they got tied up, and they were used as bait, and Daryl zoomed in. Yeah, no. But my wife did point out a very good thing, that Daryl's tracking skills haven't been that good right now.
No.
Normally, that dude can track down a squirrel. And didn't see this coming. So I don't know. I just... All right, so back to Maggie. You guys don't think it's a zombie baby like I do?
No.
Damn it.
No.
I was hoping it'd be a zombie baby. did you see the gun that Carl grabbed?
Yes. I texted Kristen about that.
Negan's little baseball bat.
Totally called that.
Do you think that's Negan's gun? Or you think that's just like Negan's way of like, everything's Negan?
Like a brand?
Yeah.
I think that's probably what it is. Oh, he uses a baseball bat. That's his main weapon. So.
Yes. I just, the whole time I'm going to be watching, I'm going to be like, where's Sam and Dean? We need Sam and Dean. did I leave anything out?
I don't think so.
I mean, we know that Sunday's going to be insane.
Oh, yeah.
90 minutes finale.
Oh, God.
I guess.
Oh, wait. Am I the only one that thinks the whole Sasha Abraham thing is weird?
No. Yeah,
no, I agree.
Why?
I don't know. I see it and it's like, ill. I don't know. I don't see it.
Ill, ooh, like it because it's Abraham or ooh, it's because, I mean, did you see that? Did you see the look that Sasha like looked at Rosita when they were like,
yes,
looking at each other? And Rita Z was like, bitch. Yeah.
Well, I mean, ill because it's Abraham and he's ill.
I know you don't like white guys. I get it.
Listen. That is not why.
You don't like redheads.
I like Rick. I like Daryl. I like the Asian.
You don't like redheads.
It's the ginger. I don't know. He just, the way he is, his personality is just, ugh. He's so redneck.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He is Francie. He is just real. He's no filter. He's an American.
Mm-hmm. Redneck.
It's not. How is it that you get rednecks with Americans? Great.
Oh,
we just lost all our patriotic fans. Great. I'm looking at the good
South.
I know, right? We only got the South now. South like, we love Kristen. Everybody else is like, screw y'all. Great. First we lost all the people that didn't like Brancy. Now,
oh my gosh.
Shit. Jesus. Now I'm just gonna call you Trump, Kristen, from now on.
Oh, hell no.
Mrs. Trump. So I'm looking at the Good Shows app, and our friend Jesus, 3 days ago, wrote a review in Good Shows. People, if you haven't got on there, it's like TV Tag and Get Glue, absolutely free on the the Apple iPhone. But it is coming to Android. I did find out when it's supposed to be coming, but I was told, shh, so it's coming. But let's look at Jesus's review here. He gave the episode, because you can give up to 5. He gave it a 4. Okay, so let's look at the ratings. 1 through 5, 5 being the best. Brancy, what would you give this episode?
Oh my God, I give like this whole season 5s because they keep messing me up emotionally.
Right? 5 for me. Kristen?
5.
What the fuck? What is the world? Good. This is so good that we don't have Jesus with us. So he put on here, good episode. Kristen and Brancy have no idea.
Whatever.
I'm just joking. Morgan and Rick finally got their moment to talk. Morgan reveals to Rick about the wolves and the way people change. Does that mean Morgan feels Carol changed? What will happen with Morgan? Well, it's obvious that he's on the road. I don't know. What was going through y'all's mind when Morgan was telling Rick about I had the wolf guy saved in the cell? Rick was pissed.
Yes, he was.
Well, I thought he was going to backstab him. Carol proves that if she is pushed it to, she will. What the hell? Carol proves that if she is pushed to it, she will still protect herself and Alexandria. But she really doesn't want to kill anymore. Where did she go? We don't know, do we? No. Will she be a big part of the season finale? What do y'all think? I mean, she's... It's obvious that the 4 are going to Negan. There's some kind of road something. So I don't know how Rick gets in the mobile RV for what reason, unless they find out that they have to go see Negan. And maybe that's what it is. But do you think Carol's going to be in the finale?
Look, a thought just popped in my head. Okay. And you're going to hate me for saying this. I love Carol, and I think she's a badass.
Uh-oh. Brandy.
But the way that she's been in the past few episodes, if she's the one that goes in the finale, I don't think I'd be that upset.
Oh my God, I will punch you through this computer.
Thank you.
But I love Carol. It's just for some reason, like Brancy, you haven't been on the show with us, but I told Mike.
But Brancy knows what she's talking about. Brancy, don't take that from her.
All of a sudden, like from one episode to the next, Carol's like, I don't want to kill anyone. And here I was like, again. What the hell? Like, why? What happened?
She's going through some shit.
That's what I'm saying. Just messed up.
So if she's the one that goes.
No.
She's not going to go.
The other ones are not having that problem.
Glenn is go. What? Glenn hasn't done anything.
Okay. Glenn does what he has to do, Michael.
Yeah, right. Anyways,
the crap with Negan is what she needs to realize, okay, I got to get back in the zone again. Maybe that's just what she needs.
Yeah.
Maybe. And if that's what happens, then I still love Carol.
Face it. But Glenn is going. Glenn is gone.
I'm going to hang up on you.
Go ahead. We'll finish the show without you.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Glenn and Michonne go after Daryl, who for some reason is trying to avenge Denise. What do you mean for some reason? Isn't it obvious?
Insensitive punk. Oh,
God.
Jesus.
It's not quite clear why he feels so responsible, but this emotion may get him or someone killed. What do you mean? It's not clear. It was his crossbow. If he would have killed Dwight instead of trying to help like Morgan and Rick were back in the day, see? She'd be alive. Oh, Jesus, good that you're not with us. Daryl seems like he's lost it. See, and we all know that Jesus wants Daryl to die.
Yes,
he hasn't been a fan of him. Mm-hmm. Daryl seems like he's lost it, really. The fact that he feels responsible may be killing him. Bad move going into the enemy territory to fight an unknown enemy. I would have thought that the group would be smarter than that by now. Is Daryl next to die? Will he get others killed? What's going on with Maggie? She's having a nice, heartwarming moment with Enid and sharing her wisdom and pickles. Jesus. But why Enid of all people? Because it's like a sister bond, right, ladies?
Yeah,
she lost Beth. Yeah, let her have a little sister.
Also, Enid saved Glenn. Mm-hmm. So there's something there. And I'm sure Glenn, while they're in the shower, have said, we got to watch out for Enid. So there it is, Jesus. Jesus, if you need answers, you could always join us. We have all the answers. Good episode. Many things that have been left open are going are getting a resolution. We're hoping. Here's hoping that this episode leads to a huge finale. And he gave it 4 out of 5. Jesus. Good Lord. All right. So today is Thursday. So we have Friday to freak out, Saturday to freak out, Sunday to freak out, and then Sunday night. And then, of course, after the finale, I'm sure that once we start back up Fear of the Walking Dead season 2, because all of us recap season 1, I'm sure we'll probably talk about the finale of The Walking Dead in the premiere of Fear of the Walking Dead. Just thinking about it, oh, makes my balls hurt.
Oh, my God.
All right, ladies, are we done?
I think so.
All right. Please do me a favor, ladies. Do not text me on Sunday.
Okay, we will.
Do not.
Okay, we will.
All right. Let's see. Brancy, since you're recently come back.
Yep.
Why don't you let people know that you don't have a blog because you don't want to do one because you don't have the time.
Oh, my gosh.
How can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at VROBrancy. Also, VROBrancy on Good Shows if you guys get that up.
There you go. And Brancy does write reviews.
I do.
She does. Kristen.
I'm on AccordingToKristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409, on Snapchat at Kristen0409, and Facebook at AccordingToKristen. I do have Good Shows too, but I've been slacking the past week.
So. Yes, you have.
Sorry.
And fellas, if you follow her on Snapchat, she is the type of person that takes selfies with the bras and everything else. Like, does this look good? It's kind of weird, but yeah, check her out.
That's false.
For me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, Mike the Move Guy on Instagram and Twitter, iwatchmike on Facebook. And of course here, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. That is my channel right there. And then all three of us, including Jesus, we do a little sum-sum on a Variety Radio Online if you want to check them out. It's like a multiple of podcasters, bloggers. The girls do various shows such as The Vampire Diaries, The Originals. Brancy, what are you doing? Are you still doing Supernatural or are you not doing Supernatural anymore?
I am doing Supernatural still, yes.
Sweet. So all the hosts, we all do different stuff on this. So check it out. Just Google Variety Radio Online. You can find them on their blog, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And they do have an Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, and blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. Go on there and check them out if you can. And shout out to Good Shows. We're all on Good Shows. Follow us if you get on there. It's absolutely free. If you're a fan of TV, TV tag and Get Glue, all that stuff. If you're a fan of TV and movies, check it out and get on there and stalk us. Kristen is single, and so is Brancy. So they're always looking for guys. Valentine's Day's coming up.
What?
Christmas. Say goodbye, ladies. Say goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
I'm going to get y'all a boyfriend.